Could we turn to Psalm 23, please? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we know the Lord will add his own rich blessing to his holy, infallible, unchangeable word. I've chosen this psalm tonight because there's a number of people in the congregation that are suffering. And I believe this psalm is a psalm of comfort and peace towards people who are suffering. This psalm is a psalm that can be told any time of the year, not just at funerals. Jehovah is our shepherd. Jehovah is the shepherd David is thinking of here. Jehovah is the person David is praying to here. Jehovah is my shepherd. We are the flock. We are the flock. And we do not keep the shepherd. It's the shepherd that keeps us. It's the Lord Jesus that keeps us. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the only one that truly can keep us. As human beings, in unity, as one. He is the only one we can look to in all our trials and tribulations. This psalm here from David is all about his trust in God. It's all about his wonderful trust in God. And I need to ask all of us in here this evening, self included, is this the sort of trust we have in Almighty God, in his Son, Jesus? Is that the sort of trust we have? We can only answer that question ourselves. We only know the answer to that question ourselves. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Who is the Lord? The Lord is the creator of the universe. He is the one who is worthy of all worship and praise. He alone is worthy. We are unworthy. We are sinners. But through his love, through the Lord's love, he's brought us in to his kingdom. We will spend eternity in the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God lives within us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. And Jesus is the Good Shepherd. If we turn to John chapter 10, I'll read the first three verses. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Jesus knows every one of our names. And that is amazing, absolutely amazing, that he knows my name. In this whole creation, he actually knows my name. But not only does he know my name, he loves me like he loves you people. He loves you, and he paid the penalty for our sins. That is what the Good Shepherd has done for you and I. He is wonderful. He is beautiful. He is lovely. But all the most wonderful words on the planet couldn't have a fitting description to our Lord Jesus. If we look to Psalm 78, verse 70. This is what God did with David. He chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. David was brought from the sheepfolds. He was a shepherd. We all know David was a shepherd when he was young. But that work as a shepherd, he learned so much looking after the sheep. He learned so much about how to look after human beings. How is it that we look after our loved ones, the people we love? How do we treat our loved ones? Do we treat them with love, care, and concern? Because that's how we should treat them. And we can do that with God's grace within our hearts. God's amazing grace. And it's that grace that enables us to look to the shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus, Yeshua. If we turn to John 10 again, we have in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. This is talking about the love that the shepherd has for his people. That wonderful, amazing love that only Jesus can give us. He's loved us eternally. Eternally. I can't grasp that. I just cannot grasp it. How the Creator can love someone like me eternally. And that's the same for all of us. He's loved each and every one of us eternally. That is the Good Shepherd. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. If we look at Psalm 46, There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God provides that living water for us. That living water that only He can provide. We all need this living water. This living water is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what guides Christians in their lives. It was the Holy Spirit that was guiding David in his life. And David couldn't get enough of the Lord. He just couldn't get enough of Him. Do we have that same attitude? Can we not get enough of the Lord? Can we not get enough of His precious word? Because it's only then that we can lie down in the green pastures. It's only then that we have that wonderful peace, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. That wonderful, wonderful peace that cannot be explained, because it comes into our hearts the moment we believe. And I've said before, I said in my testimony, when it came into my heart, I felt like I was floating for about 2 or 3 weeks. That's what the Spirit of God makes us feel like. It's totally amazing. Is the Lord Jesus leading us in our lives this evening? Is He guiding us in our lives this evening? Because the only way God will truly guide us is when we want to come close to Him through reading His precious word. His word is everything to me. His word should be everything to each and every one of us as Christians. Only you can answer that question. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. My soul was lost. I was going to a lost eternity before the Lord came into my life. And the greatest change of all happened to me. The greatest change in my life, I met the Lord Jesus. And what I did that evening when I gave my life to the Lord, I got to St. Martin's College where I was stopping. I went to my room, I got down on my knees, and I prayed for the first time in my life. Within 30, 40 minutes of giving my life to the Lord, I was on my knees praying. That's what the Holy Spirit teaches us. And this psalm here is all about David getting closer and closer and closer to the Lord. That was his ultimate ambition. He made mistakes. We all make mistakes in our life. We all hurt people at times in our lives. But thankfully, God is a forgiving God. He's a God of mercy, compassion. He's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. And we should love Him more. We should love Him more in our lives. We need to love Him more. We need to. I know I need to. I need to read more. I need to learn of Him more and more. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. This is the reason it's said at a lot of funerals. Jesus is with us when we're walking through that valley. Jesus will be with us because we know Him as a personal saviour. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. I have a relationship with Jesus, not a religion. And you know, it's the most beautiful relationship that I've ever had. God, Jesus, the Spirit of God. He is wonderful. He will be with us when we're walking through the shadow of death. He will give us that peace. He will grant us that peace, that wonderful peace of God that passeth all understanding. That's what Jesus will do for you and I, if we are truly His. I just pray that each and every one of us in here this evening are truly His. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Jesus prepares a table for us when we're in the wilderness. When we are in the wilderness, and I'm sure each and every one of us in here this evening, we've all been in the wilderness at times in our lives. A different wilderness for each of us, but we've all been in that wilderness. And what do we do then? What do we do? Because sometimes we're lost, with nobody to turn to, with nowhere to go. What do? We cling to the cross. We cling to the Lord Jesus with all our might, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. We cling to the Lord Jesus, because He alone is the only one that can help us. He's not to blame, like the world says. They blame Him for the problems. That's not right. He is the one who helps us. And the problems of humanity are generally caused by other human beings, not God. He prepares a table for us before our enemies. Yes. The world, the flesh, the world and the devil are our enemies. There's evil spirits out there against us because we are God's people. But He's anointed us. He's anointed our head with oil, the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of God within our head, within our heart, within our being. We have the Holy Spirit within us to help us in our lives. Sometimes, when we're in that condition, we forget to ask God for help. We forget about Him. We ask everybody else. And the help only comes when we ask God, when we ask the Lord Jesus. The help only comes then. Because He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. And I know I am totally dependent upon the mercy of God. His mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a wonderful conclusion, isn't it, to this? Surely goodness and mercy. David here, in all his problems, he sees goodness and mercy of God. He probably wrote this psalm at the time when Absalom was after him. His son, his own son was after him. He wanted to be king, Absalom. And this psalm was probably wrote then. David had lots and lots of problems. Lots of problems. And because of that, he can write about the comforts our God gives us. Verse 3, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David knew all about God's comforts. He knew all about the problems of life as well with Saul after him. But David came through it, didn't he? He came through it. And whatever we're going through tonight, whatever it is, we too can come through it, but only with the Lord's help. Look unto the Lord for his help, because he doesn't cast any aside. Amen. Shall we just pray? Father in heaven, gracious God, we thank thee once again for thy precious, precious word. And we thank thee, Father God, for this psalm, for it is a psalm of comfort, it is a psalm of peace. But we can also see difficulties in this psalm, the difficulties of human life. But gracious God, we thank thee that David never left you and you never left his side. So Father in heaven, gracious God, enable each of us in here this evening to look towards you in the same manner that King David looked to you in. For Father in heaven, we ask these things through the wonderful, precious name of our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Amen.